The second step of Lectio is meditatio, meditation. We'll go through this passage line by line and just meditate upon it. This is a wonderful time for you to use all the things that we've learned, your imagination, your senses, meditating, wondering, pondering, questioning, relating to it, relating your life to it, dialoguing. That's all part of meditation. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to him. Think about that. They weren't afraid of him. They were drawing near to him to listen to him. But it was the Pharisees and scribes who began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Isn't that amazing? Jesus welcomes the sinner and eats with them. One of the most intimate things he does with his disciples, he eats with them. So to them, he addressed this parable. So imagine Jesus saying to these Pharisees, "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy." So try to imagine that. This man with 100 sheep in the desert, and one of them is lost. And he leaves the 99 knowing that they're together. And he goes after the lost one and he searches. He doesn't give up. He searches until he finds it. And when he does, he sets it on his shoulders. Imagine Jesus setting that lost sheep on his shoulders. He's talking about the tax collectors and sinners. They're the ones that are lost. And when he finds them, he picks them up. You know, when they come to him, he doesn't reject them. They draw near to him to listen to him, and he welcomes them and eats with them. He places them right on his shoulders with great joy. He has so much joy at finding the lost sheep. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." Just imagine the excitement of Jesus at finding the lost sheep, at finding the sinner who's been away. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven. So there's going to be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Maybe you experience right now that you're a sinner. We're all sinners. And there's more joy over our repenting than there is over us trying to be righteous. There's more joy in being the lost sheep that is found. Meditate upon this experience for a moment in silence now. And when you are finished, journal your experience.